God created us as emotional, physical, spiritual, and logical beings. We are complex. Which of these four aspects do you find yourself discounting the most? Why is that? I'm curious how you answered. If you are able, write a quick note in the comment section at the end. I would guess the majority of us find ourselves discounting, minimizing, and even concealing our feelings. Jesus was once asked which of the commandments is the most important. We find his answer in Mark chapter 12, verses 29 and 30. "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." Most of us have probably seen maps of the brain illustrating functions of the different areas. What if we considered the heart in a similar manner? I have an illustration on the website. How do we love God with all our heart? Do you believe some of your emotions are acceptable to God and others are not? What if you are angry, confused, or otherwise upset by life or with God? What do you do then? Some pack the emotions away, while others righteously deny the pain. Neither of these options are healthy or what God desires. We are taught by Scripture to be open and honest with all our emotions, even the darkest. God desires for us to be transparent with Him and encourages genuine interaction. Lament, the expression of grief or sorrow, is a theme we find throughout the Bible. It is raw, unfiltered wrestling with God. It's about the human experience as emotional beings. Lament is how we can love God with all our heart in the midst of dark times. It is not only acceptable, but encouraged to pour out our raw emotion before God. It is not offensive or forbidden. God already knows what you're thinking. Do you believe He'll be surprised by what comes out of your mouth? Can He not handle it? Take all your heaviness to Him, the only one who can take it. At the end of the post, I have included links to several lament psalms so that you can read examples of open, honest lament. You can then use those examples to build upon in your prayers. I'd recommend reading one psalm each day and reflect upon how the psalmist pours out his heart before God. In your reading, you'll be able to pick up on these three aspects of lament. The first is questions. Laments are riddled with questions, such as, my God, why have you forsaken me? And why have you rejected me? The most commonly asked question is why. Isn't that the premier question during a crisis? There are also a range of questions beginning with what, where, when, and how. Our God is a God who allows us to ask questions. Our questions can come out of our emotions. They don't have to be logical. Just ask what is on your heart. God honors sincerity. The second is commands. Hear my cry, vindicate me, save your people, and bless your inheritance. Laments use imperatives, commands. All the niceties fly out the windows. Psalmists, prophets, and all of God's people lose their manners. The soul is disturbed, in torment. You are free to get bossy. Tell God exactly what you need. Call it like it is. Pour out your heart. The third is accusations. Here's where it gets nitty-gritty. This is where we allow God to see our deepest pain. Take a look at these verses from Psalm 88, the darkest of all the lament psalms. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. You have taken from me friend and neighbor. Darkness is my closest friend. It is okay to state the way a situation feels. Your pain matters to God. Lay it out raw. God is God. You don't need to filter it. He can handle it. Have you been stuffing away your feelings or righteously ignoring your pain? God desires to be loved with all your heart. Don't hide the dark emotions. Give them to God. Once we acknowledge and share the pain with God, He can take it and use it to bring us into a new place. Only then will we be transformed. Life won't be all rainbows and butterflies, but we will experience a renewed, deeper faith. Remember, it is not only acceptable, but encouraged to pour out your raw emotion before God.